Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
I think our listeners have been listening to this show long enough to where they know that Jason Bishop isn't one to brag. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, not bragging, just stating facts. All four of my Final Four teams are still playing, and I told you from the jump of this tournament that you can't trust North Carolina.
Yeah, you may have said that. I don't remember hearing you say that, but if you said it, okay. Well, let me tell you what's happening to me. I've got one team left, but the difference between you and I'm not a revisionist history guy. I don't revise history. When my brackets fall apart, in this particular case, it has fallen apart because it's in the recycle bin at my house. I own up to it on the air.
How many brackets do you create?
Two.
Okay. I did one bracket.
Well, me and my wife did a team bracket. She did one, I did one.
So is that three?
No, it was one. I did one, she did one.
Okay.
She's doing better than me, actually.
Hmm.
I don't want to say that too loud on the air. I'm trying to say that in a low voice.
Okay. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can follow us on Twitter, SSE Sports for the Southern Sports Edition, and also go to Bishop_show for this show to vote on our Twitter question of the week. We'll have those up momentarily. You can also hear this show, thesouthernsportsedition.com, live 24/7 streaming after the show when we're done being live ends. And so I guess this is live read time.
Braves are 0-1 on the season. Julio Teheran loses another opening day. Shocker, I know, to all you Braves fans out there, that he came up on the short end of an opening day game, Braves bullpen, ouch.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden House Pharmacy.
Golden House Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue. Golden House Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland in St. Simons. Drive through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenisepharmacy.com. My wife has three Final Four teams left, and I only have one. And I pride myself on stuff like this, and she's just beating me like a rented mule.
I've got Duke in my Final Four. They're still playing. I've got
barely. They're hanging on by that thread. That's my last remaining team.
Texas Tech still in the Final Four. They're in my Final Four. They're still playing. Virginia still playing. They're in my Final Four, as well as Kentucky in my Final Four. They're still playing. So I'm looking good. I still have all four of my Final Four teams alive and breathing. My Elite Eight wasn't that great. I've got four of the eight teams, only half in the Elite Eight.
I had North Carolina pick to win the national championship, so I'm done. It's over.
Yeah, it is.
Had Duke in the Final Four. Had Tennessee and Florida State in the Final Four. The Vols folded up like I don't know why on God's green earth I put any faith in them. But I did.
What were you thinking?
I don't know what I was thinking. That's obvious. I don't know what I was thinking when I was filling out that bracket. And I thought Florida State was pretty good because they had only lost like one game since like January, and I thought they were going to be pretty good in the tournament, but they ran up on a Gonzaga team that took them to the woodshed. My wife's got Virginia,
mm-hmm.
Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
Duke,
mm-hmm.
and she had North. I mean, she what's the other team in that other bracket?
Gonzaga's the number one there.
Gonzaga,
Texas Tech, Michigan's gone.
She had Florida State coming out of that bracket, too.
Florida State's gone.
They're gone. But she picked Kentucky to win the national championship.
Well, she obviously, her and I, great minds think alike, because she's got three of the same teams in the Final Four that I have.
Yeah. Well, we're not enough talking about her. What else are we going to talk about today? I want to hear about how I'm doing bad in the brackets, which has changed the subject.
Of course. Yeah. The Atlanta Braves looked fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that
on
bullpen.
On opening day. Boy, that bullpen's going to be lights out.
Ooh, it's lights out. I mean, basically the bullpen was throwing batting practice on opening day. That's what was going on, right?
Julio Teheran, whether you like him or not, he left that game down 3-1. He pitched pretty okay. He made really two mistakes in the game. The home run to McCutchen, the first batter of the game, which I thought, great.
Here we go. You got a text from me right after that, didn't you?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I did.
Here we go.
And then he settled in, and then he got in a jam in the fourth inning, struck out Bryce Harper and Reese Hoskins to get two outs in the inning, have a chance to get out of the inning unscathed with runners at second and third, and then he gives up a double down the line. Both runs score, so he leaves the game 3-1, and then the bullpen parade, the bullpen circus took over.
It was a circus.
Luke Jackson.
What's his ERA today, 27.99 or something like that?
I'll look it up.
It's probably ouch, it's up there. You probably need a calculator to figure it up. But Braves bullpen, that was kind of their Achilles heel last year. And they made some trades at the deadline to kind of, you know, prop it up a little bit. Down the stretch, they pitched pretty good. But it's rearing its ugly head in game one. Keep in mind, it was just game one of the season. Braves lose 10-4 to the Phillies. They play today. In the city of brotherly love, and see if the Braves can get back on track today.
Luke Jackson's ERA is a minuscule 36.
Wow. 36.
No room there but to go up, I guess, or down.
All he's got to do is get an out. It'll probably cut in half, right?
One inning pitched, an ERA of 36. That's getting it done.
You're getting lit up. You're getting lit up like a Christmas tree is what happened to Mr. Jackson in Philly.
He's a little bit above his career ERA, which is 5.47.
Yeah, yeah.
Even his career is not that great.
No, it's not that great.
But I guess when you've got a 36 hanging over you.
Maybe he'll get in this weekend, maybe get an out or two to get it down to 18.
Hey, St. Carl, we're not forgetting about you either, brother. You came in the game with a 3-1 game still manageable, and you gave up three yourself.
What's his ERA, about 9 something or 18? Well, I mean, his ERA is up there, too.
I'll look it up.
Look up the Braves' bullpen ERA. Let's look at that, if you can pull that up. Just as a total, that bullpen ERA opening days, they probably had to go off and do some silent meditation there in the clubhouse.
Am I supposed to be your Googler?
No, I mean, just saying. I mean, you on cloud nine today, you got three. You got all four of your teams still alive.
Yeah. Shane Carl's ERA is even better than Luke Jackson, because where Luke Jackson pitched a whole inning, Shane Carl only pitched two-thirds of an inning.
Ooh.
And gave up three runs. And so his ERA is a minuscule tiny 40.5.
Wow. Through the roof.
His career, though, is not bad. 3.46.
Not too bad.
It'd be tough to get signed with a 40.5 ERA if you were a free agent.
You just come in. Basically, what you're saying is, Coach, hey, Skip, we're not going to get any outs for you today. That's it.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. C-Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, C-Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in C-Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at cpalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons.
Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals. Featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab Putters. Cobra's new King F9 Speedback Woods and F9 Speedback Irons. And Srixon's Forged Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Man, that comeback music's pretty good with Prince and Purple Rain. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Lakers, get LeBron some help. Shaquille
Man, I'm
O'Neal
tired of
will become
hearing
the
that.
Face of Papa John's and add the nickname Big Papa. Me Gronk, me done with football, me go party. And the youth movement is underway with the Braves. Big Baller Brand is going out of business, mostly because they don't have a big baller. Cam Newton, not a fan of hip thrusting. Conor McGregor arrested for assault. Didn't see that coming. Braves bullpen. Oh, Craig Kimbrell, where are you? Oh, yeah, you're a free agent. Will someone please go ahead and knock Virginia out of the tournament and get it over with? Set your DVRs, Gonzaga Duke on the horizon. Write this down. Georgia Tech will, maybe could, win the Coastal if they stay healthy and win most of their conference games. World Series, Mets Yankees. Winter is coming, and these are my thoughts.
Mets Yankees World Series, you called it, huh?
Write it down.
We've written a lot of stuff down. You know,
hip thrusting, not a fan.
No, that's Cam Newton. Didn't know what he said.
Cam Newton has gone.
Got to clear his mind.
Got to clear his mind, so he has made the decision where he's going to remain sex free for 1 month.
So he's going to clear his mind. What he needs to do is get that arm checked out, the one he's always complaining about having soreness in. He needs to go get it under scoped or whatever, shoulder, whatever he needs to do. But he's going, hey, Cam, whatever makes your boat float, whatever.
Hip thrusting, not a fan.
Not a fan.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf and by Jessup Furniture.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Don't forget, you can hear this show on demand 24/7 streaming, thesouthernsportsedition.com. It will be up shortly after this live portion of the show is over. Go to Twitter to vote in our Twitter question of the week. You can find that on Twitter at @Bishop_show. And if you want to see our pretty faces, we are on Facebook Live each and every week doing this show.
Yeah, we are on Facebook Live. Ah, stayed up. You know, I do love March Madness, though. Even though my bracket's not what I thought it would be, you got to love March Madness. Duke's hanging on by a thread. I mean, it's almost like they've got a horseshoe. They're carrying around a horseshoe everywhere they go. They should have lost to Central Florida. Virginia Tech had a shot at the buzzer last night to knock them out of the tournament, but they're winning and advancing in the tournament. Carolina's gone. Auburn, and during stretches last night, they couldn't miss a shot. They were just draining threes, out-hustling North Carolina, out-coaching North Carolina, just out-everything North Carolina. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I had North Carolina pick to win the national championship in my bracket, but I don't like North Carolina. And, you know, the fact that now that I'm over the fact that I'm not going to win the bracket challenge that I'm in, I'm glad Carolina lost.
Next year, I'm going to coordinate this bracket challenge for our little group. And I'm going to have, of course, you, yourself, and then some of our other folks that love talking noise to me until when the rubber hits the road and then I end up being right, no one's got anything to say.
Oh, since you brought that up, I'll bring this little tidbit up. You were on here hollering about Houston now for, what, weeks on this show?
Houston's a good team.
Yeah, you said they'd beat any of the top six teams in the country. Well, they had a chance last night to beat Kentucky. Couldn't get it done.
Kentucky's a good team, too.
Yeah, couldn't get it done against one of the top six teams in the country. But you're never wrong, are you?
Well, I remember,
that's not what you said. Yeah.
I said that Houston could beat any of the top five teams in the country. Kentucky wasn't ranked in the top five.
They were ranked 8 at the time.
So,
and you said they would be any of the 7 above them, is what you said.
I said in the top five. Kentucky wasn't in the top five.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Just got to clarify.
But, you know, Houston was a good team, though. I mean, I watched them against Kentucky last night, and I can see why they were highly thought of by the committee.
We've got our first Twitter question of the week up. And that is, did you trust North Carolina?
Most of America did.
I didn't.
Yeah, of course you didn't. I mean, you trust teams like Central Florida. I mean,
Central Florida took Duke to the brink.
They took them to the brink, yeah. They were a tip in. They missed 2 shots. I don't know how those 2 shots at the buzzer didn't go in.
Especially that second one, boy.
I mean, it's just dancing on the rim, and you know. But
I've been telling you how good Central Florida was the whole season. I've been telling you Houston and Central Florida are very, very good at the AAC, and I'm picking Duke to win the whole thing.
What are you, man, like the AAC wannabe commissioner? Is that what you are on this show? We'll just call you the AAC commissioner because during football season, all you do is carry the water pail, drink the Kool-Aid for Central Florida. Here you are in basketball season, talking about Houston for weeks. It was funny that you picked them to lose in the first round of the tournament to Georgia State.
Georgia State looked good.
Yeah, okay. They looked good getting beat 82-50. They looked real good getting beat in the first round. And what is it during baseball season? You're going to latch on to an AAAC? What is it? The AAA? What is the name of this conference?
It's the AAC.
It doesn't matter what the name of this conference is. They're weak. I pulled the rock on you. See that?
Yeah. I saw that.
What is your name? I told you.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
I don't quite think you did it as well.
No, but it served its purpose.
Okay.
The AAC Commissioner, Jason Bishop.
Also known as The Truth.
I thought that was Allen Iverson.
No. Allen Iverson's the answer. See, you don't even know.
Okay.
No. See, you got to be able to keep up with this stuff.
Okay.
Who are you picking?
Picking what? In the Elite Eight?
We're past the Sweet 16.
I'll take Duke.
You're picking Duke to win it.
I'll pick them to beat Michigan State. I'll pick Kentucky to beat Auburn. I'll pick Texas Tech to beat Gonzaga. And I can't believe I'm doing this after they killed me last year in my bracket. I'm going to pick Virginia to go to the Final Four.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to keep you in suspense. When we come back on the other side of this break, we will do Kip's Butt Hurt List. And at some point in this show, I will get you my Elite Eight picks to the Final Four, which will probably be more accurate than Kip's. So if you're thinking about placing a bet, hold off until I give you my picks, and then go ahead and place your bet.
Place the exact opposite. Yeah.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection, and if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Camden County Wildcats released their 2019 football schedule this past week. The Wildcats scrimmage where on August the 9th in Waycross. Other away games include West Forsyth, a neutral site game at Mercer against Renz from South Carolina, Glen Academy, Culleton, and Tift. The Wildcats will host Locust Grove, Richmond Hill, Brunswick, Colquitt, and Lowndes at Chris Gilman Stadium. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. Hands, chicken, to rock around, that's right.
Yeah. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control and by Georgia Sea Grill.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection. And if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
Don't forget, you can hear any of the show that you may have missed. You can stream it live on demand, or I guess on demand is not live, but on demand 24/7, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Check out our Twitter questions of the week. Answer them. Of course, we'll read the results every single show. You can find that on Twitter at Bishop_show. And if you want to see our pretty faces, we are indeed on Facebook Live. This is the part of the show where Kip gets to basically hold the show hostage and do whatever he wants for one whole segment, and everybody's at Kip's mercy.
It's with interactive,
his,
man.
With his butt hurt list. And so here's Kip. The top five. Top five. Top five butt hurt list for the week.
We tied at number five this week. Checking in at number five, the Central Florida Knights and the Virginia Tech Hokies. You know why, Jason? Because
they couldn't get it done against Duke.
They couldn't get it done against Duke. Yeah. And Duke was there to be had, and it just seems like there's a lid on the basket when things are on the line to beat Duke. And these teams had, they outplayed Duke. Both teams outplayed Duke. Should have won the games, but they didn't get it done, and it's just stinging, and they're butt hurt about it. And Duke's hanging on by a thread in this tournament. Number four on the butt hurt list this week, the Atlanta Braves bullpen.
This should be number one.
And they, what was that ERA again?
They have a cumulative staff ERA after one game of 11.25.
And they brought in two relievers that are 36 and 40, respectively, in the ERA range.
Julio Teheran has an ERA of 5.4. Luke Jackson, an ERA of 36.
Wow.
And Shane Carl, an ERA of 40.5.
Talk about need a calculator to add those things up. The Braves bullpen, if that's a sign of things to come, it could be a long season.
By the way, Wes Parsons, zeros. Max Fried, zeros. They did pitch out the bullpen, and they didn't do anything. Wes Parsons is a good story, man. Double-A kid, never pitched any higher than Double-A, didn't give up. Listen to this, 15 innings in the spring, no runs, 17 strikeouts, only one walk. He'd never pitched higher than Double-A. He made the team.
Good. I'm glad you brought that up. That's good stuff right there. Number three this week. Michigan Wolverines basketball. The bracket was opening up for you guys. You were number two seed. All you had to do basically is have a shot to get to the Final Four was beat Texas Tech. And you come out and you score 16 first half points in an NCAA tournament game. It looked like a condo builders association. Just clank, 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 clank. That's all it looked like. Michigan, I'm not putting any faith in you anymore either.
Well,
because
out,
you can't beat Ohio State in football when it matters, and you can't beat anybody in the NCAA tournament when it matters either. So, Michigan.
Michigan beat Florida.
Whatever. Number two, the Los Angeles Lakers, and I'm tired of hearing you, and you already started today, and it's got my blood boiling a little bit. LeBron didn't have any help. Man, I'm tired of hearing about LeBron doesn't have any help. Listen, here's headlines from L.A. this week. Oh, the Lakers locker room, they don't like LeBron's body language, and they told him about it in team meetings. Another L.A. Times story, LeBron James is not a fan of how the Los Angeles Lakers roster was constructed prior to his arrival. Blah, 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 blah.
They didn't have any help.
Don't have any help, okay? All the Laker Nation, and you know who you are, you bunch of Kool-Aid drinkers. You're out there drinking that purple and gold Kool-Aid, and you mixed it up all offseason, and you got drunk on it. And you're sitting here right now as an NBA lottery team. That's what you are. The Los Angeles Lakers are an NBA lottery team.
You're a bunch of Kool-Aid drinkers.
Bunch of Kool-Aid drinkers. And you can't find an L.A. Laker fan right now. They don't want to come out. They're hiding. They took their ball. and they went home, and blah, 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 blah. We won't hear about the Lakers again until the summer. Number one on the butthurt list this week is the North Carolina Tar Heels basketball team. Yeah. You got Roy over on the sidelines last night with his head down, acting like his glasses are dirty, trying to clean his glasses because he didn't, I guess he apparently didn't see all them threes Auburn was raining in on his team. And, you know, Carolina just took a beating last night. The Tar Heel Nation went to the tournament. They got me buying. They've had me buy in. They had a bunch of people in the country buy in. If you look at the ESPN bracket challenge, a big majority of people picked Carolina to win their brackets. And they're sitting here. They almost gave up 100 points to Auburn last night. If a game would have lasted another 45 seconds, Auburn would have scored 100 points on North Carolina. Blew them out of the basketball game. Carolina at home again. Who does more? Who does less with more than North Carolina over the history of college basketball?
They're still not playing. It doesn't matter.
But really, think about the talent that's come through that program over the years.
We're going to go down this road.
No, but just who does less with more than the North Carolina Tar Heels?
Who does less with more or more with less?
Who does less with more? Carolina is loaded every year, year after year. Carolina, you know, Roy's won 3 national championships. Give Roy his props. Dean Smith was there for 88 years and won 2. And so, you know, Carolina's got 5 national championships, but they're in the top 5. They've been a number 1 seed in the NCAA tournament 118 times, it seems like. But yet, when you put stock in them, put faith in them, a lot of times they let you down. That's what Carolina does. I'm on the heels today. They blew up my bracket, so they on the top of my butthurt list today. I mean, think about it, though. All that talent, history of the program, Carolina's probably had more talent come through their program than Duke has. Would you agree?
No. Not even close.
Oh, that's because you only think back 7 years.
Elton Brand, Grant Hill, Christian Laettner.
Okay. James Worthy, Michael Jordan, Sam Perkins. I mean, you could just, list goes on. Vince Carter, Antoine Jameson.
J.J. Redick. We could do this all day.
We could do it all day, but the point I'm trying to make is Carolina, for all the talent they've
Shane
had
Battier.
Come through their program, they probably should have a few more titles to show for.
That's because Roy Williams recruits 3 stars.
Yeah. So that's my butthurt list for the week. Carolina tops it. L.A. Lakers are the Kool-Aid drinkers. Go back into hiding. There's purple and gold Kool-Aid in the refrigerator when you wake up from your long playoff missing drought.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, Spider-X putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood?
Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
The George's Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the George's Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's
912-466-7340. Here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, so baseball's opening day has now come and gone, and we are full-fledged into baseball season, and so joining us to talk some baseball is Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, I want to talk some Josh Donaldson with you. There was a lot of concern, especially in spring training. That dude was coming off a major calf injury because he played so little, and then he barely played in the spring. With that kind of calf injury where he has played so little really the last year, what kind of injury do you think that looks like? Because they're being really vague on what it is.
Right, and, you know, with the – I don't know if when they talk about the calf, you know, the calf are – the two muscles, the gastroc muscles, as they come down and they meet a muscle called the soleus, and that becomes your Achilles tendon. So I don't know if they mean it's right at the juncture of where the muscle becomes a tendon, and you have to, you know, be a little bit more careful in that portion so you don't actually get a tendinous injury, or is it where the muscle itself attaches behind the knee at that attachment, and you can get a calf tear, a tear at the muscle belly, which is common. We do see it.
So with a player like Josh Donaldson missing so much time, remember he played the early part of last year, got injured, and we didn't see him again for a long while until after he was traded to Cleveland, and he came back for maybe 10, 11 games, and then he was back to the disabled list. He's barely played in spring training. Is this the kind of injury that's going to linger and keep him on and off the disabled list from here on out?
You know, I would hope not. If it's one of those calf strains at the upper portion of the calf, kind of just right behind the knee, that can act like a hamstring tear. And you know, and you've seen enough that guys that get hamstring strains, just like guys that get stingers, have a higher incidence of recurrence. And a calf strain in the muscle belly itself can act like a hamstring, and so it does put him at a higher chance of getting a recurrent injury. I can't quite tell you why, if it's just the way the muscle heals. There's a little area of weakness. And this is now his second or even third time around of this same injury. So I don't know if that's the reason that they're being so conservative in really shutting him down, to see if maybe this time they can really focus on. I know they were talking about doing some strengthening and stretching and core exercises, which are real important, and seeing if maybe this time they can get him over the hump.
In your opinion, is that the best route to take with something like this, is to try to build the strength of the muscle, or is it just, you know, he just needs to rest? I mean, gosh, he's had a whole off season to rest, right?
Right. So, I mean, now you have to be more aggressive with it. I mean, really, it's kind of a fish or cut bait type thing, that you now have to push it. You have to make sure that, because a lot of times with these guys, based on their throwing technique, there might be something that he's doing when he throws that puts more pressure right on that calf. It's usually the inside portion of the calf, if this is what we call a medial gastroc strain, which is the most common area, and it could be the way he's throwing. I would look at his technique. I would look at his core, make sure he doesn't have any weakness in his quads and his lower back, and really focus on all those things to see if you can sort of alleviate some of that stress off that gastroc muscle.
Again, joining us here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. The dude's a power hitter. So if you've got a calf injury where he was complaining when he first went on the disabled list that he was unable to jog comfortably. So if you're a power hitter and you're incapable of jogging comfortably and you're trying to hit home runs, I would assume that trying to use your legs as your base to be able to come through the zone with any type of authority to hit the ball at the ballpark, that's got to be a hindrance, right?
Right. I mean, right, exactly. I mean, I always tell athletes and patients alike, you know, you got to, in these kind of injuries of the lower extremity, you got to walk before you can run. You got to run before you can play. But, you know, he takes it up a notch in that it'd be one thing if he can walk, run, and throw, but now he's got to hit. And that puts a tremendous amount of force across his lower extremity in kind of a twisting type, and, you know, stepping in, as you say, it has to be his base where his power comes from in such a short period of time. And so if you have any hesitancy in that and you only have basically a split second, that could not only affect his swing. Of course, we've seen it's affected his numbers, but just, you know, his overall performance.
Yeah, dude hit .220 last year with 5 home runs, and the Braves gave him $23 million in the offseason.
That would be nice.
Yeah, sure would. You're talking about the offensive, but I would also think that other than his offensive production, he's playing third base. He does have the reputation of being one of the better third basemen in the game, but, you know, when you're playing the hot corner and you got to move real fast because you got a line drive that's socked at you, I think that would probably affect his movement fielding the baseball as well.
Right. I would think it would affect your lateral movement quite a bit. And so now, you know, all you have to do is be off a half step, you know, and that's now affecting that performance. So you know, it's one of those things. You said if this is going to be a recurrent injury that keeps kind of coming back, and or now are the numbers he has now his new average? And that would be hard to see. I would think if he can't get through this one, that might be kind of the new average for him.
So do you think with him, really quick, and we're up against a break, but do you think with him, because he's been through this injury so many times, that if he has this thing recur on him again, that he might be looking at the end of his career?
You know, and he's 33, which is not old for us, but it's starting to get up there with an athlete, and so maybe so. He's socked away that $23 million. But I mean, honestly, I mean, no one wants to have the end of their career. But if he can't produce the numbers he wants to and he thinks he can help his team, he might have to come to that crossroads.
Again, joining us here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on Bishop Media Sports Network, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, once again, thanks. As always, you've made me smarter.
Hey, I appreciate it, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Sasser.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nats Landing.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in the Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Did you bring your glasses with you today?
I did not.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection, and if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Camden County Wildcats released their 2019 football schedule this past week. The Wildcats scrimmage where on August the 9th in Waycross. Other away games include West Forsyth, a neutral site game at Mercer against Wrens from South Carolina, Glen Academy, Culleton, and Tift. The Wildcats will host Locust Grove, Richmond Hill, Brunswick, Colquitt, and Lowndes at Chris Gilman Stadium. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbaritos. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912
638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
It's my jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so in this segment, what I'm going to do for our faithful listeners is I am going to give my picks from the Elite Eight to the Final Four so that if you are a betting man like I am, you'll be able to accurately get these picks right and get paid. But before we get into all that, we got to take care of some business. So the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you, this segment is brought to you by Farm Bureau, Pristine Water, and by Molina's Landscaping.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
All right, so in the Elite Eight, you've got Duke, Michigan State, Gonzaga, Texas Tech, Virginia, Purdue, and Auburn, Kentucky, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Duke, Michigan State. Let's start with Gonzaga, Texas Tech. Gonzaga, the 1 seed, Texas Tech, the 3. Gonzaga's a 4.5-point favorite. Take Texas Tech.
I'm not a big fan of Gonzaga. I agree with that. I think Texas Tech is playing good enough to get to the Final Four. I thought Gonzaga, honestly, would be the first number one seed out of the tournament.
In the South, Kentucky and Auburn. Kentucky, obviously, the 2 seed. Auburn, the 5 seed. Kentucky's a 2.5-point favorite. Kentucky's going to win this game 2.5 points. I would take Kentucky and the points.
Kentucky's going to win this game because it's an SEC matchup, and in SEC basketball, Kentucky is in everybody's head, and Auburn is going to figure that out. They already know that, but they'll figure it out tomorrow.
All right, and then you've got number one Virginia, number three Purdue. Virginia is a 4.5-point favorite. I've got Virginia in my Final Four, but in my bracket, I don't have Virginia playing Purdue. I'm gonna tell you take Purdue, and if you're gonna take Virginia, take the points.
You know, just simply because I'm not a big Carolina or Duke fan, I would like to see Virginia get to the championship game now, maybe pull it off. Just in spite of the fact because they're from the ACC. So I actually think Purdue probably has a good shot of beating Virginia, but I'm actually, as a fan, I want Virginia to win this game.
And then you've got number one Duke and then number two Michigan State. Duke is a 1.5-point favorite. This is going to be the game where Duke gets things turned around and they start to look like with a team that we think they are. Michigan State's going to get blown out of this game. Duke advances to the Final Four really easily in an Elite Eight game.
Michigan State is playing good basketball right now, and they beat a solid athletic LSU team. And don't be surprised if Michigan State pulls out this basketball game, but just because they're Michigan State and they'll find a way to lose, that's what they do sometimes, Michigan State in tournaments. Duke wins it, but it's close. But don't be surprised if Michigan State pulls the upset.
And so what you should have from, if you're going to listen to me, which is obviously typically the best thing that anyone can do from the show, listen to what I'm telling you. Duke, Texas Tech, Purdue, and Kentucky would be your Final Four if you want to listen to what I'm going to project. Now, my bracket's got Virginia, but I don't have Virginia playing Purdue at any point.
And so it's a win-win for you regardless. That's how you'll spin it next week. So this is good stuff, man. I'm actually glad that you're laying – I'm glad you're exposing yourself the way you are right now because people can hear that and they can see, man, this guy, man, he this is what he does. He's a spin doctor. That's what he does on this show. He's a sports spin doctor. That's it.
I have never seen someone get so jealous over another person so much.
My bracket's awful. I mean, I'm done. I can sit here and, you know, I'm fine with the fact that my bracket's gone for the year. I have to look forward to 2020. But here you spin, Virginia. That's good stuff right there.
What do you mean?
You're spinning.
I said.
Oh, I've got Virginia to go to the Final Four, but I'm actually picking Purdue to beat Virginia. So you're going to come back next week and say, I got it right. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Either way.
Hey, either way. That's good stuff right there. Oh, I've got Virginia going in the Final Four in my bracket, but I didn't factor in Purdue getting here. So now I'm going to pick Purdue, but I'm still going to keep Virginia as my Final Four pick. So either way, I'm going to come out on top. Either way, it's going to be, I told you so.
Yeah. I picked the bracket at the beginning of the tournament before any games have been played, and I picked Virginia to get to the Final Four.
Okay.
I had Purdue going out way earlier than where they are now.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that if you're to ask me right now who I think would win between Virginia and Purdue, I would say Purdue. Because I don't have Purdue in my bracket playing Virginia, and that's why I have Virginia in the Final Four. But Virginia's in the Final Four on my bracket.
Okay. So
does that make any sense?
So basically you're saying Purdue's going to win, right?
I think the two of them,
okay,
having played this deep, because I don't have Virginia playing Purdue at all in the tournament, that I think Purdue would have a good chance of advancing against Virginia.
So you're saying Purdue's going to win the game. But next week, you'll say, oh, when Virginia pulls it out and is in the Final Four, oh, I got all my Final Four picks right.
Well, if I do, that's great because I picked them before the tournament started.
That's right. Okay. So you got Kentucky, Texas Tech,
yep,
Virginia, and Duke in the Final Four.
That's correct.
Okay.
But I think that Purdue could get there.
You think that Purdue could get there? Heck, anybody can get there. It's the Final Eight. We got the Elite Eight now, so all eight teams can get there. So, on record, Kentucky, Virginia, Texas Tech, and Duke.
Correct.
Okay.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals. Featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab Putters. Cobra's new King F9 Speedback Woods and F9 Speedback Irons. And Srixon's Forged Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection, and if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.